In conjunction with the publication of the survey's results, the government says it wants to see the end of gay conversion therapy, the Equalities Office describing it as abhorrent. Let's discuss this now with John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project and Mike Davidson from Core Issues Trust, which offers gay conversion therapy, although his organisation disputes the use of that term. Good morning. You are both very welcome to the programme. Mike, you call it something else. You call it therapeutic support for unwanted same-sex attraction. But it is abhorrent, according to the use of language by the Government Equalities Office.
Well, that's their opinion. I think you'd have to ask those who successfully have come through what we have offered over a number of years and are happy and free in their lives to get on with life as they want to live it.
Have you any intention of stopping the practice as a result of this government ban?
The government has not approached us. The Charity Commission has not approached us and told us anything. My understanding is that they're still considering this, but obviously they have to overcome small details like the European Commission for Human Rights that has looked at the way we conduct ourselves as human beings and has sought to lift up what we can be free in terms of the right to marry, the right to choose our sexual identity, the right to decide the trajectory that we want to live our lives in.
So there is a signed formal agreement, isn't there? A memorandum of understanding on conversion therapy, which recognises the shared responsibility medical professionals have in opposing gay conversion therapy.
And you see, the problem is it's all from one ideological point of view. When we requested a place on the table to present our views and to present our understanding of the research, we were refused. So if you're only ever going to argue from one point of view, well, obviously we know what the outcome is going to be. And that's how it is across the board. You cannot do research unless you buy into one ideology.
But don't you accept the concept behind conversion therapy that a person's sexual orientation or gender identity is something that needs to be cured as highly offensive and damaging to many
people? Since 2007, have we ever used the language of conversion therapy or a medical model? We simply support individuals who, for whatever reason, are unhappy with living a gay lifestyle and they choose to go in a different direction. It's their freedom, it's their rights, and that's what needs to be protected here. It's nothing to do with conversion.
John, this has nothing to do with conversion.
No, I mean, we very much welcome this decision and we welcome the fact that we're hearing that this is going to be a UK-wide implementation of banning conversion therapy. The evidence is very clear. Conversion therapy causes harm. We've heard from hundreds, if not thousands, of LGBT people across the UK who've been through these therapies and the harm that it has caused to them. Every mental health body across the world stands opposed to conversion therapies. The evidence is very clear. This causes harm to LGBT people, and for a very simple reason. It comes from the position that there is something wrong with being LGBT, and it's something that should be changed. It's a very directive therapy. It's not about allowing someone the opportunity to explore their sexual orientation. It certainly doesn't come from an affirmative perspective in that there's a positive way to live your life as an LGBT person. What we know is that conversion therapy tears children away from their families and families away from their children.
What would you say to Mikey sitting right next to you? How would you try to convince him of the harm you believe these therapies do, which the government supports in your position? Speak to Mike. Try to explain your position.
I mean, I think Mike needs to listen to the people who've been through reparative therapy, people who've been through conversion therapies. He needs to listen to people like Exodus International, which was one of the leading organisations on conversion therapies, which shut its doors and apologised to the LGBT community, recognising the harm that it has caused to many people over many years. I recognise Mike's perspective in that there are those people who don't choose to live as LGBT people, and they have every right to do so. The problem is when you start telling those people that there is a therapy or there is a way that they can be helped or saved or cured in relation to that, because it comes from a perspective. It comes from a perspective that it's wrong to be LGBT.
LGBT people need to be respected and they are free to live their lives as they choose to live them. What we are about here is protecting the minority rights of a group of people who, for whatever reason, have done with gay. It hasn't worked for them. They simply wish to move away from the practice, and they find in some cases, not in all, that as they move away from the practices, the feelings dissipate and they go in a different direction. That shouldn't be a threat to anybody else.
John.
Before you respond, I think we need to see that there is a circular narrative here. And this circular narrative is about you do conversion therapy. We do not do conversion therapy. We offer support to people to uncover their goals and to work with them to explore their sexual fluidity and attraction around the same
sex.
I mean, LGBT people need to be more than respected. They need to be affirmed. We've seen from this survey that 2/3 of LGBT people are afraid to hold their partner's hand in public. We've seen from research carried out in Northern Ireland that 1/2 of LGBT young people don't feel safe within our schools. You would be find it hard to find an LGBT person who hasn't at some point in their life been told that it's wrong to be who they are. LGBT people need to be affirmed, not directive therapy that's based on the premise that it is wrong to be LGBT.
How can this ban be enforced, do you think, John? Isn't there a danger that this might push the practice underground?
Well, it's an interesting decision because what we've seen is that most mental health authorities don't accept membership of people who carry out conversion therapy or any therapy in this realm. So many of those professionals who are, or call themselves professionals, who are working in this field aren't actually working under any governing body as it stands. So it'll be an interesting to see how the government plans to actually ban this. But I think what they're doing today is sending out a very clear message that this is wrong. And for many families who are struggling to come to terms with their child's sexual orientation or gender identity and who are seeking support, hopefully today's message will ring clear with them that when they're seeking support, it should be from an LGBT affirmative perspective, and they themselves need to be educated on what it means to be LGBT and the fact that there's nothing wrong with being LGBT in today's world.
All right.
But the problem is that we're completely railroading those who have an ex-gay identity, who the government established in 2014, have a perfect right under the Equality Act of 2010 to call themselves ex-gay and to live in that way.